One thing about this mayor here.
Mayor Fining, the current mayor.
Mayor Deb Fining. I love her to death and everything, but it's just, she's for the status quo. She's for big business and everything. It's just, we need a little help in some of these other neighborhoods and everything. We need to bring the whole community up. We need to lift everybody up. Because we're your CEO of a company, and you're only burning on 70% of your productivity, and you got another 30% out there. That's not success in the business world. So we got to get everybody involved because these people are consumers. They're taxpayers. We got to give them what they want. We got to bring something to the table. And as mayor, I want to bring everybody into this picture so we can start transforming. And one of my platforms is arts and technology with my background.
Tell me a little about that, about the arts and technology angle.
Okay. We got 74, we got 72, and we got 57. When people come down, majority of our students come 50% come from Chicago, South Chicago.
And you're talking about the three interstate highways.
So we are blessed to be surrounded by three interstate highways with a beautiful top 10 University of Illinois. So when them people come off the highway, when they look at Champaign, we want to say Champaign is the gateway to arts and technology. Not only that, when they come off the highway, we want them to be able to spend money. When it comes to the game, we want to be family friendly. We don't have all of that. We're not family friendly right now. We have all of everything else, but we don't have things that kids can do, family can do, orientated. And that's what we need to get back to. We can make money and the Chamber of Commerce can make money and everybody can be happy, but we got to get back to the values of what Champaign stands for.
Now, you first ran in 2006, so you've been looking at what's been going on in Champaign for several years now. What's your view of how city government is performing?
We kind of stagnated, and we got a great economy, but it seems not be reaching down to everybody and pulling everybody up by the bootstraps. And then we got crime. We have a big issue with this crime problem. It's just, for the last 10 years, it's been going up.
So as mayor of Champaign, looking at the crime problems and the gun violence in the city, what do you think needs to be done that isn't being done right now?
We got to get more bites in these programs. We allocating the money to the programs, but the programs are long-range policing programs that takes a little time to mature. We need programs right now that's going to solve our situation right now that's dealing with, you know, the gun violence that's going on now, which is basically, number one, jobs and responsibility.
How can you put something together that would have an immediate impact, especially when you're talking about something that would encourage jobs?
First thing I would do, we have to change the whole conversation of how we go about approaching this particular issue. We have some tough guys out here, so we got to get more community policing. We got to get the police in the neighborhoods. We got to get them out the car. We got to get all these abandoned houses. We got to maybe turn one of them into a substation that elderly folks can come out and walk and enjoy life for a little bit.
So one of the things you're talking about is a police substation in perhaps, say, one of the more troubled neighborhoods where the crime is happening?
Yes, sir, exactly. To put them in there, and just presence alone, just police, you know, alternating in and out of there is going to deter probably 50% of the crime that's there, because nobody going to commit a crime when the police is right a block away.
You've made affordable housing one of the issues that you want to address. And this is certainly a time where there's a lot of building going on in Champaign for residential housing, especially student housing near the university. What do you see in terms of truly affordable housing in the city, and how is all that new construction affecting it?
It has a devastating effect on a community over in District 1 because for so long, you know, the university, I mean, the enrollment is up and there's not enough housing. But, you know, the closest thing, university and 4th Street, 5th Street and 6th Street is just, you know, the neighbors are looking over their shoulder. All the real estate, you know, the property is basically gone to the banks and the real estate. And people are worried about the community. It's one of the oldest communities in Champaign, and it's kind of being an eyeball for student housing. People kind of know that, but the people in the community need affordable housing. We got the Bristol Park Place going on in that, but there's much more need for more.
There's one theme I'm hearing in your discussing and what you want to do as mayor is that there's a part of the city that's not really being served, that's being sort of left out of the growth and the benefits that Champaign has enjoyed over the years. Is that right?
And that's exactly what I'm saying. You know, we got a District 1, we need lights, we need drainage.
And District 1, we're talking about largely the northern section of the city, a historically African-American section of Champaign.
Yes, sir, which is over in 4th Street and Garden Hills, all District 1 over there, particularly. I hate to say, I'm 61 years old, but, you know, we waiting on some change. You know, we want no lights. We waiting on drainage. We waiting to solve the crime problem. Our mail, we're the last one to get mail. You know, we got mail carriers that deliver the mail at 6:30, 7:30 at night with night lights on just to finish the shift. So we're last on everything in every category of the city.
What do you think of the city's handling of drainage problems in Garden Hills? Recently, the city council voted to buy land in Garden Hills for a future detention pond as part of a big drainage overhaul in Garden Hills. But it's going to be another 10 years before the drainage actually comes in. Mm-hmm. They're buying the land now for a project that starts in 2030. And I know the current mayor has told me even that's an improvement from what had been even later than that. Is 2030 acceptable to you? And if it's not, what can the city do about it?
Too little, too late. You know, they've been promising us the drainage. But then with the shuffling and everything, they forgot about that. And then now it's Garden Hills, the issue. And we said 10 years down the road, man, we've been waiting all our lives and they're going to tear down the structure. And then, you know, like I say, we have some residents that are concerned that crime is going to pick up with all the, you know, the free land that's torn down. And, you know, we want some action right now. We want to see the bulldozers and the construction crew in our neighborhoods for a change.
So if you become the mayor of Champaign, what can you do about it? What can you do about speeding up the drainage project, which is it's $56 million. You got to have the money to do it.
Maybe the governor can help us. Maybe we get, you know, the state. We have to relook at how we allocate money and where we're shifting it at. And we got to bring some money back in on these projects here. We got to look at projects that are way out there in la-la land. We got to look at product that's going to help the community right now. I know, like I said, it's $50 million for that particular project. We got to allocate the money. But we got to do something. And as mayor, I will make sure that Garden Hills is, that 10 years, that's got to come off the table. We have to renegotiate that 10 years.